Episode 2. My Great-Aunt Mel. Statuesque and hair-netted, she fills the whole house with her presence. Aunt Mel, a.k.a. Jocelyn Melvina Parks, born 1904, in the rural region of St. Andrew Parish, a donkey ride from the Blue Mountains where, believe it or not, snowflakes occasionally fall on the highest peaks. The dirt tracks leading from her home are so rough that it takes her hours to cover even the shortest of distances. Travelling from her neighbourhood into Kingston, although not far as the crow flies, is a major expedition. Along the way, she and her papa would usually pause at the village of the evocatively named Halfway Tree. Before embarking on her journey to Britain in the late 50s, Aunt Mel's life in Jamaica was anything but ordinary. Like their rural neighbours, they produce most of what they eat, from their little plot of land and a few hens cluck, cluck, clucking around the yard. She is 10 years old when, boom, World War I erupts, and Aunt Mel sees her kinfolk, manipulated by the church's persuasive powers, marching onwards, off to war, like good Christian soldiers, joining the ranks of 10,000 Jamaica military to fight for Blighty. After the war, life continues as before, until the Caribbean economy begins to decline, even ahead of the Great Depression. The impact of the Great Depression, plus the failing sugarcane and banana industries, plus oppression and increasingly deplorable, near-slavery working conditions on the island, plus, all lead to the 1938 cane workers and labourers' strikes. Aunt Mel, like most Jamaican women, takes part in organising the protests. The strikes escalate into riots, which are then crushed by the brutal British forces. The governor of Jamaica sends a telegram to Britain that reads,
"Reports received today indicate that a crowd of 3,000 strikers demolished the Tate and Lyle office at Old Frome, attacking the staff and police with stones, sticks and iron bars, necessitating immediate firing by the police. 2 killed, about 11 wounded, 30 arrests made."
A total of 46 are killed and hundreds injured, with thousands detained and prosecuted.
The positive outcome, the silver lining of this disaster, is that Jamaican activists are allowed leeway in founding Jamaica's modern political party system.
Next up, World War II comes to a head. And once again, her kith and kin are fighting the good fight for Britain. During the war, Jamaica becomes home to detention centres for thousands of displaced Europeans. One of the most famous centres was the Gibraltar camp, where Aunt Mel works as a cook. She says it was more like a little town. Over 3,000 people lived there as refugees. There were schools, shops, offices, a hospital and a police station, a jail and, of course, a church. There was also a kind of synagogue room and a kosher kitchen. There was always something going on, weddings and funerals and scuffles and scandals. Over 100 babies were born there. She heard stories such as one about a rescue mission in the middle of the war, where 200 Polish Jews who were hiding out in Portugal were brought to Gibraltar camp in Jamaica, escaping certain death, and stayed there for 3 years. And all of this against a backdrop of frequent hurricanes, thrashing, crashing, slashing across the island, each time leaving devastation. Desolation in their wake. One of the most cruel is Hurricane Charley in 1951.
"The whole island is affected, but the south coast is hit hardest. Pummeled. 154 confirmed dead and 2,000 injured. Over 9,000 are left homeless. Pounding rainfall continued after the hurricane, causing landslides across the island. 80% of Morant Bay is destroyed, and several other communities are completely wiped out. Banana and other food crops are destroyed."
70 prisoners couldn't believe their luck when the raging hurricane batters down a wall of the Kingston General Penitentiary, allowing them to escape into the night. Fugitives in flight. Aunt Mel says prison guards set off on a manhunt the following day to try to round up the convicts, but she thinks they only found a few of them. The people of the island had far greater problems to be concerned about. Aunt Mel and her family, living more inland, up in Mount Charles, survived the hurricane unscathed. This image of devastation fades away. and is replaced by a distinctly un-Jamaican suburban street. 10 years have passed, 1961, and we find the now great Aunt Mel living it up in London. Aunt Mel the matriarch's downtrodden hubby's name is simply Uncle. His philosophical outlook enables him to deal with his larger-than-life wife. To remain abreast of the news from back home, Uncle sits there, over by the window, legs crossed, perusing the Jamaican Weekly Gleaner, the Caribbean's oldest newspaper, launched in 1834, the year of emancipation. Every now and then, Uncle murmurs, "My, my," or "My goodness," at the goings-on. Sometime later, Aunt Mel eventually bids goodbye to Britain and returns to Jamaica forever, while Uncle opts to remain.